First, let's head to the Comcast Business Hotline. You can follow this man on Twitter at Ricky Botalico and check him out on Philly's pre and post game live on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Except for today, of course, because of stupid YouTube. Ricky, how are we today?
I'm doing all right. And I had the same problem you did.
Yeah, I saw you. I saw you tweeting about it today.
That was awful. Whatever they were trying to prove, I don't know. I don't get it. But I think you're right. I think it's just money is money.
Yeah, that's all they care about. But they tried the same thing with the Facebook games last year. And I get it. You know what? I think it's cool if they do the YouTube thing, but also provide the avenues of NBC Sports Philadelphia or whatever local markets for other teams it is. If you're going to do the YouTube thing for a national broadcast, cool. But provide the local broadcast for the guys and the gals that actually live in those cities.
I agree 100% with you. That whole thing was... it was a disaster. I would turn it on, watch a minute of the game, and it would load. I'm like, this isn't right.
Yeah, there's nothing but right. You got baseball slow enough at points, and now we got to deal with buffering. So
yeah, the two going together. Go back in. That was not a fun issue to have.
Yeah, no, it wasn't fun. The YouTube thing is a terrible idea, but whatever. They get money's money, as it always comes down to. Ricky, I know the Phils have a ton of holes on this team. You and I have been complaining about them pretty much all season long when you join the show every Wednesday, except for today being Thursday. But how much can a series like this bolster the confidence in the locker room and almost even push a team to the next level as we crawl toward the trade deadline 13 days from now?
Well, I think it bolsters it in a sense that these guys don't have quit in them. That's a big positive about this team. And you know what? A lot said about Gabe Kapler, this Gabe Kapler. At least this team doesn't quit on him because... you know what? A lot of teams would quit right now. They've been playing some really bad baseball as of late. They didn't quit in this series. I mean, they showed a lot of fight in this series. Besides that one game, was a disaster. But besides that, at least the offense kept coming back. And that's something that's almost a necessity right now because you don't have great relievers. You have a lot of guys that probably shouldn't even be at the big league level. And it shows. And the only way to get around that is if you could... one way or the other, keep coming back in games and keep fighting. And this team has at least proven that in the last couple of days.
So does a series like this also wake up the front office a little bit? Now, I'll be honest with you, Ricky. I did not like the comments made by Andy McPhail last week. It almost seemed like they gave up on the season at that point. They said, if we don't make the playoffs, we don't make the playoffs. But a series like that, to me, shows that there is still life with this team. And when it comes to the playoffs, anything can happen in a series. Nobody's saying that the Dodgers are worse than the Phillies. The Dodgers are far better team than the Phillies. But when you get to the playoffs, anything can happen. Does a series like that wake up the front office?
I doubt it. The only reason I say that is because I'm thinking about the moves. Let's think about the moves we would make right now. Is there one move that's going to put you over the top? The answer is no. I think we all know that. The answer is no. You have a depleted outfield when you think about it. I mean, Haseley had his first home run today. That's great. And Nick Williams is back. Center field, who knows, Kingery, sometimes Quinn, who knows who's going to be out there. It's not steady. You don't have a steady eight right now. That's another issue. Now your starting rotation's an issue. The bullpen's an issue. Way too many things to go and get in one swoop. You just can't do it. And the way I'm looking at this right now, and I'd love to hear what you think also, is that if you're going to get somebody, if you're going to go get a guy, get two guys, make sure they're there for a little bit more than just a rental player. Make sure they're there for maybe 1, 2, or 3 years down the road. You got to get pieces that are going to be there for you for the future also.
Yeah, I completely agree with you there. I mean, at this point, during the month of May, having Madison Bumgarner for half a season sounded wonderful. But now that we're in the month of July and you're not the same team that you were in May, you don't have Andrew McCutchen anymore. Who knows how long Jay Bruce is out for? You're obviously not playing the same level of baseball that you played in the month of May. So a rental, I'm kind of out on that at this point. But you still see the guys like Mike Minor. It came up again yesterday that the Phillies were one of the teams that were really interested in Mike Minor. You have him for the rest of this season, and you have him for all of next year. And he's on a very team-friendly deal. Would a year and a half be good enough for you, Ricky? Or do you need somebody, like you said, for 2 to 3 years?
I think a guy like Mike Minor would be great.
Right.
I think really thinking more to the end of the season and next year. If you can get somebody that's going to bolster your starting rotation for a year and a half, that's fine. At least it's something. Because I think a lot of this fan base really getting tired of the Vince Velasquez.
Oh, yeah.
That, I mean, it's just a little tiring. Because I think everybody here has been waiting for these guys to be something that they're not. As well as I have. I thought Pivetta was going to come in and have a very good year, maybe a breakout year, and it just didn't happen that way. You know, everything's not just cut and dry that these guys are going to jump out and have great seasons. It just doesn't work that way. Baseball's not built that way. And quite frankly, history in baseball always seems to rear its head one way or the other. So, I mean, if you've been good in the past, you'll be good again at some point. If you haven't, well, that's probably going to happen too. So it's just something that history is truthful in baseball. And I think with like Velasquez and Pivetta, I think we've seen what they could do.
Yeah, I'm not really too confident for those guys. Speaking of Ricky Pitalico on the Comcast Business Hotline, Ricky, I want to get your opinion on something. As long as you saw it, because the YouTube was buffering all day, it seemed like. How obvious was it that Max Muncy and Matt Beattie had a little something on their mind when they were running the first base and clipping Rhys Hoskins' foot?
I would say there was probably something behind that.
Yeah, I thought so.
You know what? There's been so much. And it's not just the Phillies. And it's have you noticed around baseball in the last week? Since the All-Star break, there's been bench clearings. There's been people getting hit. There's been catchers getting knocked into tomorrow. Then retaliations. People get a little testy at this point in the season. And I think, you know what, Freeze getting hit the other night, there's no doubt that was on purpose.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
care. You know what, the ball was 3 feet, 4 feet away from home plate. I mean, it's hard to deny that. But I look at this situation, you have to say, you know what, it is what it is. There's going to be dirty play around because, you know what, maybe the Phillies played a little dirty with them. You know, it's just... It is what it is. I don't believe in going and trying to take out somebody's foot at first base, though. But, I mean, we had a player a couple of years back that wasn't afraid to take everybody out at second base, if you remember.
Yeah, Chase Elliott was he wasn't afraid. No, he wasn't afraid. Now, at the end of the game, I don't know if you saw it, because if you watched the YouTube broadcast, they didn't really touch on it, but obviously it's making its rounds on social media now. Hector Neris, after he got the final out, and of course Hector Neris didn't make it a clean save, because why would he? He looked at the Dodgers dugout and said a few expletives and called out that Dodgers dugout, and then all of a sudden they all came to the top step. If you're Hector Neris and you just blew a save the other night and you give up a home run today and the final out went a long ways as well, don't you shut your mouth a little bit?
Just do your job and get off the field.
Thank you.
I mean, what are you really trying to prove? If you know, you're going to get suspended. He's going to get suspended. All right. He's, you know what? Who did you hurt? You hurt nobody but the team. I mean, sometimes you, when you hit somebody, you have to be able to do it in a way that people don't normally know about it. I mean, you come out and drill them after a home run, that's just because you're mad about giving up home runs. So that's not part of the game. If you want to pitch and pitch well, pitch well. But if you're not going to pitch well, don't go drilling somebody because you're giving it up. I mean, fine that you're upset, but... I mean, you got to be able to do that a little bit more tastefully, to say the least.
Yeah, I agree. Now, speaking of Neris, is there any way you can still continue going with... Obviously, you have to go with him the ninth at this point, but when we near the trade deadline, would you be surprised if they didn't make a trade for someone? And I know we're talking about there's so many holes on this team, but would you be surprised if they didn't go after someone who could be that guy who comes into the ninth inning and is a little better than Neris? Because Neris has had some good outings, but recently he's been falling apart a little bit. Would you prefer the Phillies going after someone to fix that back end of the bullpen?
You know what? I think they're still hoping for Tommy Hunter to come back again and Robertson to come back again and Sir Anthony to come back again. I don't think that's their number one priority. I really don't. I think starting pitching still has to be. Would I be surprised if they went and got somebody? Yeah, I think I would at this point. I just think, you know, if you're one player close, yeah, I think you go and find somebody like that. But I mean, look around the league. It's not like there's perfection all over the place from closers right now.
Yeah, it's been a wild season.
Hard for me to say yes to that.
No, I hear you, Ricky. Listen, man, thanks for changing days, going from yesterday to today. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week, all right?
You got it. We're all good.
Thanks, Ricky. There he is, Ricky Pitalico on the Comcast Business Hotline. Make sure you give him a follow on Twitter, at Ricky Pitalico. Always love talking to Ricky.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.